WOKC News.
An award for Williamson with WOKC News. I'm Charles Murphy. The Farm City Week luncheon highlighted by a special recognition award given to rancher Wes Williamson for all the things he's done in Okeechobee over the years. The president of Williamson Cattle Company says he plans to keep ranching and growing citrus, and he has a lot to be thankful for.
And we've always believed that we need to give back to the community that has given so much to us. And it's just this organization, Farm City Week and Kiwanis is all just one of the other many things that make Okeechobee such a special place.
The Florida Rural Family Land Protection Program secured a conservation easement on part of the Williamson Ranch, some 9,000 acres. The agreement was approved by the governor and cabinet and is on the 2024 Florida Forever Priority List. The easement is intended to protect the working landscape, protect and preserve habitat for rare species, but still allow agriculture operations. Indoor lighting, candles, and live Christmas trees can all be fire hazards this year. Okeechobee County Fire Marshal Keith Bargalt says the newer lights that go up in your home aren't as flammable as they were in years past.
Kind of goes back into the LED lights. If you can get LED lights for your tree, again, they don't do any heat, whereas the old incandescent bulbs had heat and stuff to them, so they will cause a fire.
He does have some advice for those outdoors. Make sure someone's watching the ladder, and don't get on the roof early in the morning when there's a lot of dew, making it slippery, especially on these metal roofs. Congressman in the 18th District of Florida, Scott Franklin, sent a letter to the USDA urging them to help Florida agriculture. He says the specialty crops here in Florida are the last to get federal relief. That includes citrus, tomatoes, bell peppers, blueberries, and ornamental plants. Franklin says he's been okay with the USDA new regulations trying to keep screwworm out of Florida.
It is making its way north again. We cannot allow that to get into our herds because it's absolutely devastating. So the response so far I'm pleased with, but it's something we're watching very closely.
Florida Democratic leaders unveiled their 2026 agenda for the legislative session. At the top is affordability. Senate Democratic leader Lori Berman says awarding no-bid contracts costing $250 million for Alligator Alcatraz Migrant Internment Camp is one example where the state is wasting their money. The Democratic caucus says their constituents don't care about eliminating property taxes. House Democratic Policy Chair Kelly Skidmore says everyone is focused on affordability.
What we're talking about is actual savings, money in your pocket, a reduction of your insurance, the ability to buy a house.
Sebring will observe the 75th anniversary of the first ever Sebring race on New Year's Eve. Ford Heacock spoke to the Sebring City Council about how history is interwoven in Sebring with racing. He says the city gained international fame with their racetrack. A search is underway to find the driver involved in a deadly hit-and-run in Osceola County. It happened Saturday on Old Canoe Creek Road in St. Cloud near Clay Whaley Road. St. Cloud police say Angel Sanchez was riding an e-scooter when he was hit by more than one car. None of the drivers stayed at the scene. The 48-year-old was killed. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.